gotta let this one breathe, just
let this one breathe, Heywood.
Just let it breathe for a second.
Like a bottle of rosé.
Oh.
Just praise. It's taking me beyond the planets and the stars. You're the only one that could take me this far. I'll be forever searching for your love.
How you feeling today? It's Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
And Sock Puppet Nation, Heywood Turnip Seed Jr. in the house.
And we are Three Guys On. Welcome back on this Monday morning. Hope things are going good for you.
You do listen in the morning, right?
You do that. The first thing when you get up at 6 a.m.
I do.
Turn that shit on while you're getting dressed. Or in your car ride or on your train. Or do you save it for when you're at the desk? Or do you save it for when you're on the treadmill later? That's what I do. And yes, I listen to our own podcast.
Why would you not?
So, people on Periscope watching right now, this is it. I'll be seeing you in a little bit. I don't know how to stop this.
Turn off your phone.
Just turn yeah,
off.
Right.
That's the only way to do it.
Turn off the app.
Oh, here it is. Okay. Goodbye, podcast. This is untitled. I guess I got to title it. Do I want to save this?
You don't have to title it.
Do I have to save it? Should I save it?
Yeah, sure. People, I think it saves for 24 hours. People can watch it. I don't think it saves forever.
Okay, I'll save it. More space. Untitled.
That was our first
attempt.
Periscope. The pre-podcast Periscope. I think that's the way we should do it. Because if we do it too much during the podcast, it'll just stop us in our tracks.
Yeah. Yeah, I might turn it on as we're talking, but not to talk.
Well, if people start asking questions and stuff, then it'll be like, it'll turn into a mess. We need an intern.
Our six people that were...
We need an intern to feed us the questions. Hey, someone said this, you know, because anytime you have a chat or whatever, it's you have one eye on that, one eye on what you're talking about.
Stat boy.
Yeah.
And then you need someone to actually be the one who keeps the eye on that shit.
Stat boy.
Who's Stat boy? Lambert is musical intern.
Yeah.
I'm sock puppet number one.
We don't have a stat boy. We need one. A silent fourth member, except for
Tony Reale.
Hey guys, Shay wanted to know.
Yeah, that little voice comes in.
Hey guys,
I think we need a girl for that. I think it
that
sounds better
sounds
when
better.
A girl voice comes in. I think. It's a good song right here.
We don't know any girls.
Lenny Kravitz, Jay-Z, Just Blaze remix. This one's for you, Chris Lambert.
Girls.
This one's for you, Chris.
I cannot believe the way the world freaked out.
That's what made me listen
because
to this
joke. Dick came out.
Like, I don't think people freaked out. I think it's just...
Lenny!
It's just sensationalism. It's like, hey guys, dicks. There's an obsession with dicks on blog sites.
Yeah.
Hey, Deadspin talks about dicks all the time.
Is it safe to say he rocked out with his cock?
Literally.
Like they were like, well, he doesn't seem too perturbed. I was like, he doesn't give a
He's
fuck.
He's Lenny Kravitz.
Why would he care?
That's not the first time.
Why would he care about his dick being out? I wouldn't care. Although, if you're a comic and your dick comes out, the show is over.
Yeah, that's a wrap. That's a wrap.
The show is over.
Kevin Hart's dick came out. Did you guys see that? And then he just walked off stage.
Because you can't see that moment why it would happen.
Yeah. What is your dick doing out?
Eddie had
Chris
a
Rock, why is your dick out?
Eddie probably had on the tightest pants ever for me.
And his dick never came out.
That never happened.
Dick out. Steven Tyler was talking shit about the dick. He was like, oh, and it's Pierce, too.
Oh, they had a conversation.
Yeah. They had a conversation about the dick.
And then his their daughters, like Liv and Zoe, were like, are you guys serious? And they're like, yeah.
We're dead serious. Get out of daddy's conversation. Scroll folks talk right here.
Where have you been? That's why you fucking all your friends. You know they fucking friends.
I mean, well, here's the problem is that their friends want to fuck them.
That's what it is.
So,
your dad.
At least Lenny.
Your dad
I don't know
is
about
Lenny
Steven
Kravitz.
Tyler.
Probably like right there in the 80s
Lenny,
at that point.
I'd be willing to bet
Maybe when they did Crazy, like in the, yeah. like in the mid-90s, when Aerosmith had that second resurgence.
Yeah. The crying, crazy.
Yeah. Her girlfriend's now trying to get a Lenny. He's in shape.
Right? Right? He's in good shape. For 51, he's in excellent
he's in
shape.
He's you know?
And the dude is like, ha-ha, yeah. He just got another legion of fans.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but that's the weird thing, because they keep showing these pictures of the daughter, like with next to Lisa Bonet, like... Just like her mom, she doesn't age. I'm like, yeah. just like her dad.
Yeah, right. Just like
not
her
the
dad.
Mom. He looks more like a like he's young than Lisa Bonet.
Yeah,
does.
He looks exactly the same.
Yeah. And it's exactly the
Lisa
same.
Lisa Bonet must have this secret. No, she it's Lenny Kravitz's yeah. genes.
Then I saw a picture of Zoe with her boyfriend.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
He looks just like Lenny
yeah,
Kravitz.
Yeah.
I'm like you
oh,
found
she's
a
got
he looks
issues.
Yeah, because yeah. he looks just like oh she loves her dad.
Oh he's a rocker.
That's
he's apparent. A rocker.
There's yeah. never been a thing she'd be like, you know, Lenny Kravitz is a shit father. You never heard that.
Nah.
She loves her daddy, so
he's a rocker.
You know, he looks just like the motherfucker.
He's a rock and roller. You know, Lenny Sawmill was like, really, you want this?
You really? I mean, get the fuck out of here, boy.
You know?
Get your ass out of here.
What you trying to do with my Zoe?
My daughter's going to bring home a skinny, big-head black dude. Is that what's going to happen? Dad, I got this skinny glasses-wearing motherfucker kid out
who's
here.
A comic? That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, oh, God.
This is my new friend, Rudolph.
Like, even if he's just an artist of some sort.
Rudolph Thomas. Rudolph Thomas.
Rudolph Thomas.
Oh, God, get out of my house.
You're like, look at this.
don't put my daughter through what I put her mother through.
And then he just yells that. Faggot at you.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Faggot! And I'd be like, I like this guy. I like this guy.
Hey, do you want to be our intern?
I like this guy.
Like, I hear you got a position open on the three guys.
I like this guy. So, Heywood was
your
here.
Your daughter is a little more comfortable around me now. She was taking swan dives off the couch onto my back yesterday. I had to tell her to stop at some point.
Yeah, that sounds about right. You
throwing
just
pillows.
Testing your limits.
That. Yeah. No, I told her to stop. It wasn't even, it's not that I can't. It was more like, what if she gets up on the arm of this couch and falls to the floor?
Falls and busts her head open. Yeah.
I don't want to be in that situation.
Yeah. Now you're that guy.
Yeah. I don't mind playing. I like, there's many ways you can play with a child that don't involve potential injury. So then she got some pillows and started, like, you know, running at me with, like, charging at me with pillows and throwing pillows at me. I was like, all right, that's fine. And now we got to stop. So yeah. I put a stop to it, but.
I'm always afraid she's going to bust up shit in the house.
That's another thing. It's like you start throwing shit around. I was like, hey, you're going to hit that lamp.
Yep.
You don't want to break that.
The big glass lamp.
Yeah, the big shards of glass all over the place.
Big glass lamp.
Don't break shit and don't die.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If you die, we'll don't break shit.
We'll be back in a
that's
little
the,
while.
That's the weird thing. I mean, I know it's like one of those back in my day things, but when I was 8 and my brother was 9, we were being left home alone.
Oh, yeah, I was left home alone. Yeah.
And...
5, 6,
that's,
or 7.
That's unheard of. Yeah. Now, well, you had an older brother.
He was gone.
I had an older brother 1 year older, so we were basically the same age.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I've probably told the story on the podcast. I found out there was no Santa Claus because my parents had gone out and we found the presents. I was young enough to believe in Santa Claus while being left home alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and it was no big deal.
You can't do that now.
No.
Well, we were living in Germany. We lived on base housing. I was left alone from 5 years old, 5 to.
Were you a latchkey?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep,
yeah.
Don't mess with the stove.
That's not even a word.
Leave my stereo alone and don't mess with the stove. When I was about 7, I started listening to Richard Pryor albums. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Because I would hear my parents laughing, and I didn't know what they were laughing at.
Right.
And I knew how to turn the stereo on.
And now your daughter is 7.
Yeah.
Think about that shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Think about her, like, putting on headphones.
What's funny is, as she was listening to it, we still didn't know what they were laughing at.
I didn't know what they were laughing. That's the thing. I didn't know what they were laughing at. I just knew it was funny.
But we knew where to laugh.
Yeah, I just knew it was funny. But I didn't know what was funny.
Yeah.
I just knew it was funny. Because I listened to all the Richard Pryors.
Yeah. For him,
my dad had all the albums. Parliament Funkadelic. I used to listen to that. Flashlight.
Oh, yes, right. Sir. But they had the funky album covers.
Yes.
They had
that's
the album
what
covers
my
that looked like cartoons.
With the Bob Gun and Dr. Funkenstein.
And you hear like a naked woman in colors and it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and they look like cartoons. The inside, they had the big, on the inside, when you open up the double album, the Aqua Boogie.
Yep.
That one. Remember that one?
Yep.
Aqua Boogie?
Yep.
You open up the thing, you know, and then... You would have that big scene of all the hands up and they're underwater.
Yeah, Clinton had some dope. The 70s were dope for album covers.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, especially now, you don't even get that now in iTunes. You don't even get the liner notes. But in the 70s, man, they, you know, it was art.
Yeah.
That was literally art. Like,
yeah.
You know, fucking Stevie Wonder's, Inner Visions and stuff like that. That's
the Earth, Wind, and Fire
always had
covers
cool stuff.
With the Pyramid.
Ohio Players had that.
Kansas. One of Kansas's albums covers are really nice.
And Bob Dylan got that with the picture, that the walking one.
Yeah. Bring It All Back Home.
Yeah, that iconic.
The Freewheeling Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Everybody had Kiss. Had their album
Kiss
covers.
Was amazing. Yeah.
Well, that's the weird thing.
The Kiss single album covers. Yeah.
Because a lot of that cartoonish shit. Yeah. Would appeal a lot to kids because all colorful. Like your daughter was watching Octonauts.
Yeah.
Which sounds like a Parliament album.
Yeah, it does.
You know what I mean?
It does.
It kind of looks like one.
Yeah, it does.
She now is, there's this new thing on something she was watching, and at some point they break into song and they're singing Walk Like an Egyptian.
Yeah.
These little cartoon characters.
Yeah.
So she's walking around singing a song. So I was like, that's. Well, here, look at this. I show her the Bengals performing it live. She's like, oh, they sing this song, these girls? Yeah.
Yep.
They
Girl
play the
power.
Instruments?
Yeah. Like that? Like how about this?
Girl power.
Yeah. So now she's got this Egypt fascination. Okay. That's where it's coming from.
Yeah. Like you have to explain to her. No, the Bengals were from like Idaho or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not Egyptian, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know some Egyptians. Really?
Yeah. I know a couple.
Philippe, yeah.
One of my wife's friends, her girlfriend, Reem, she's Egyptian.
You could also just tell your daughter that someone's Egyptian.
Mm-hmm.
She's not going to know.
She would never know.
Yeah. Like, here, this is Trevor. He's from Egypt.
He's from Egypt. Right, yeah. Trevor? See.
You got to play a King Tut.
Oh yeah!
You gotta play King Tut. I love that song.
Show the video.
King Tut.
I'll show that video. So Hayward, you were here this weekend at the draft house. How'd that go?
Yes, it was good. It was good. Two for three. It was actually better than I thought it was. I was talking to Andy after the show yesterday after 10 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and I thought I wasn't really getting any momentum going. But then as the artist was coming out, they were like, "Yeah, that was great. You were great."
Some crowds. This happens sometimes. They're giving you their biggest laugh. But they don't know how the late show crowd doesn't know how the early show crowd sounded.
Yeah.
The previous night's crowd. Yeah. They don't know how they're laughing in relation to anyone else.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're just this is just how they laugh collectively.
Yeah.
So if you keep getting that, you're getting their biggest laugh.
And that's what
a lot of crowds are like. They're smilers more than they smile and laugh a little bit. And after the show, they're like, oh, my God, we had the best time. It's like, oh, I guess that was your huge laugh is a smile with a chuckle.
That's exactly what it was. Then they would clap, and then it was just weird.
Yeah.
And then they were like, because Sarah was signing books. We were here with Sarah Colonna this weekend, and she was signing her book. She's selling her book, Has Anyone Seen My Pants? So I walked out by beside her, and they were like, yo, there you go. There you are right there. We were asking about you. And I'm like, well, that's a good sign.
Yeah.
I was being harder on myself, I guess, than I should have been. But, you know, Friday and Saturday was those, you know, you hit a double on Friday. We hit a double right out the gate.
Yeah.
Then on Saturday, it was like everybody hit a home run. So it was just like, okay, 10 o'clock, here we go.
Hit by pitch.
Yeah, it was like, fuck, we on base, but damn. They know we got offense.
Also, too, if you do the opening spot, if you're hosting and you just do okay, mm-hmm. and then the feature does a little better, and then the headliner comes out and kills it, people's perception of the show is very positive.
And that's exactly what
it was. So they're going to remember the whole night as we had a great time. Yeah. All of you were great, even though in your mind you're like, well, I didn't do as well as the next person, and the second person didn't do as well as the third person. Like, they don't grade the show like that, the way comics do. They're just like, we had fun tonight.
We
enjoyed it.
Yeah, and it actually looked more like a show. You know, like I said, the host did okay. The feature did good. And then the headliner closed it. She did what she was supposed to do. So it was just like, plop, plop, plow.
Yeah, that's what the headliner.
I learned it. I was like, talking to her, I was like, I learned a lot watching you.
Yeah, she's legit, Sarah Colonna.
You were a monster.
Yeah, well, that's why she's a headliner.
Because she changed gears like mid-set during that show last night, the 10 o'clock show. She was like, okay. Because she had some wedding stuff that she's working out and talking about. But then she had some more raunchy stuff. She's like, they kind of want this more raunchy stuff. You could just hear that click.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was just like, plop, plop, plow. So I was like, wow.
All right, dick jokes.
Got some learning.
You got 45 minutes. You got time to feel them out and do that. And change and do something else.
So it was good. Thank
Speaking
you guys for
that. I'm at the Improv starting Thursday night.
DC Improv.
With Joey Coco.
Yeah, Joey Coco Diaz. Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
That's, you know that is a man show.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, Melvin, I got to come to this. This is a man show.
I've thought about that.
Who's hosting?
I don't know. I was thinking about that, too. I was like, I don't know who's – no one has said yet.
Who's hosting the show?
It's not gonna be Daywood.
Maybe be a girl.
somebody youthful or a girl.
A girl.
Fucking woman.
Let's get some girls.
This is gonna be hilarious.
At the Improv. Wednesday night, the last week in September. The last week of this month, I think the 26th, I am at... August 26th? Let me look at my calendar. Let me make sure. August 26th, I'm at LOL Comedy Club in San Antonio. And then on 27th, I'm going to do the open mic at the Velveeta Room. I haven't done it in years. I'm looking forward to it a lot. The open mic at Velveeta Room in Austin. And then I'll be back in San Antonio on that Friday. And then Saturday, my family will be in San Antonio, and we're going to do something. It's Sunday, my mom's birthday, and then I'll be back on Monday. So you're going to have to find something to do podcast.
That's the last weekend of the month? We'll figure it out.
Yeah, last weekend of the month. Probably be Haywood again.
Maybe Haywood.
Maybe we'll get
Russ Green involved. Hopefully Tim is available.
Yeah. That'll be...
We got some new wrinkles on Elton's life.
Yes, we do.
You know what I told Elton last night? Last night I told Elton.
Pop, pop here. Pop, pop.
Because he'll just randomly say these things about his life or his some relationship he had or something from childhood.
And we're always like, stop talking.
Stop. We don't want to talk about it until the podcast.
We'll say this for the podcast. Stop talking.
He has the dopest stories, man.
So this one's a little. I told him I just opened up. I started a file in Evernote. With just all the things he tells me. So,
just
a one sentence. I wrote one sentence. On what he told me last night, I was like, stop talking about it. I got to ask you questions, but I'm not going to ask you right now. This could be a little sad, this story, but all Elton's story, he just says this shit like it's not funny. You know what I mean? He just says this shit. The story about the girl, the infamous one about the girl shitting while he was in the shower.
Yeah.
He told me that like all matter of fact.
Yeah.
I was like, what? This is hilarious. I was like, yeah, I was getting a shower and she was on the toilet. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, yeah, what's that smell? And I was like, oh, hold on. And I had to explain to him that this is crazy and hilarious. It's all just normal for him. I didn't say it one time I did this and that.
Did I tell you one time when I found a dead body and I took shit on it?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I mean, everybody does that, right? Back up, Elton. Slow down.
Roll back. Now tell me that again.
Yeah.
That's the thing. And he's like, he's not trying to be funny when he's telling the story. And he's like, that's when you should really tell the story.
I told him, I was like, you don't see how much funny is in some of these stories. This is the sentence I wrote down. I'm showing it to Haywood. That's the one sentence description.
I was standing there. I was like,
that's
stop
the one
talking.
Sentence. That's the one sentence description.
Dude, that is criminal.
Yeah.
Is criminal.
Yeah, exactly. I told him, because he said that, I was like, stop talking. Stop talking. We'll save that for the podcast.
It gives you insight into why he is
a lot of pimp.
Exactly,
yeah.
Why
like, stop talking. Stop talking. Just don't
we
talk
don't
no
love
more.
Him, no. He's literally Antoine Fisher now.
And I was like, don't talk no more. Just we'll wait.
I'll remind myself to tell you about that. Ask you about it later.
That makes so much sense. That makes so much sense.
We'll hear more of the Elton Chronicles.
The Elton Chronicles.
Next time he's on. And there's some stories he hasn't talked about yet that we teased before, but we never got to with him. There's one in particular from when he was in the military. A sexual story, but he didn't want to talk about it one time. Now I think he's okay with it, so maybe we'll bring that up next. I'll write that down too.
Yeah,
it's gonna be the jinx with Elton. It's just me like interviewing
Elton
him.
Chronicle.
This file is called is called Elton on my. It's just
don't you play when Elton comes on? I got a story to tell.
I watched some of that. That sports thing, the Greg Louganis special, I call it a sports thing, but it was pretty good. I was also watching this morning because, you know, Sunday morning on ESPN, that's when they break out everything. So this morning it was the Ray Rice. They talked to what is her name from His and Hers?
Jemele Hill.
They talked to her because she interviewed Ray Rice and his wife last week. They're on the Let's Try to Get My Husband Back in the League tour.
Yeah,
because
he
needs income.
So they started with by the way, I don't blame them. But they started with Jemele Hill, and because she just let him talk And for those who think it's because Jemele Hill is easy on him, Jemele Hill is, I mean, if you know how she's been going after Floyd Mayweather repeatedly, she won't stop going after Floyd Mayweather. So, because she said, I heard her talking about it on Mike and Mike in a week. She was like, people ask me, why you do this, Jemele? She was like, well, because, you know, Ray Rice was completely contrite and blah, blah, blah. And Floyd Mayweather was like, I ain't no damn thing. I don't know what the fuck you thought. You don't have the problem.
He sure did.
Hey, she had my iPhone.
Yeah, you know.
I paid the bill on that thing.
You know, so I don't know. He was like, I ain't no damn thing. So she was like,
let me ask you this. How much money you got?
Yeah, yeah. So they were just talking about
that. She wanted that. She wanted it.
They brought a woman on from something, you know, some women's organization, battered women.
Right.
You know. And because they kept saying, you know, well, what's disturbing to me is that they keep saying this is a one-time thing. Clearly, the studies show that it's not. To which I said, I asked my wife, I said, what if it was a one-time thing? I'm not saying I believe it, that it was. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's clearly,
what if it was?
It's clearly not. The studies don't show that it's not a one-time thing 100% of the time.
Yeah.
So you got that. Not all batterers.
Yes.
Hashtag.
So, yeah.
You know
so
what, I mean?
What I would say to her is, what more do you want him to? What more do you want him to do?
Because
she's
all
like, I'd like him to just admit that it was more than. I was like, well, what if it wasn't?
What if it wasn't?
Now what? Now okay, so it was a one-time thing.
Or
I don't know if I believe that.
They always say it's something that leads up. You know, there's also the
usually in a high-profile case, there's the old girlfriend from college who comes out. Like, he hasn't had that either. Like, it might be one time with this girl, but often there's a pattern with previous girls dating back to, you know, previous relationships, high school, college, whatever. And so far, that hasn't happened either.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I just want him to admit it. Well, there's not even smoke for fire in this case, unless you go by the study, which is just statistics.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't know that you can really force him to admit it. Maybe he has done it before. I mean,
well,
he said
he has an anger problem. But,
right.
You know.
Every black man's got an anger problem.
Hey, man.
It's like the Hulk. I'm always angry. Yeah,
that's my secret.
Why is he so angry? Like,
get angry. I'm always angry.
The world gave him a college education and he should be thankful that he's allowed to play.
There you go.
It's a privilege.
It's a privilege
to play
it's
in
a
the
privilege
NFL
to beat your body
that's
apart.
True.
Why so
it's
bad?
And the minute your numbers start to slip, they get rid of you. It's a privilege.
Yep. See you later, Ray.
Privilege to make billions of dollars for somebody else.
Have you seen that thing floating around, especially been floating around a little bit more, comparing the combines to slavery?
Oh, yeah. I think I've said that.
Yeah, because I was reading, who is it, Warren Sapp's book.
The modern
day slave auction. He talks about it. He's like, if you've never seen, and now with the NFL Network, we see the combine.
Yeah.
But at the time, we weren't seeing it. And he was like, if you've ever seen the combines, dude, this is the modern day field.
Yeah.
He said, this is what it is.
Check his gums.
And they were like, Warren, are you serious? And he was like, very serious. They check your neck, your jugular.
Yeah, check everything.
What your ankles look like.
Get your foot up there. Let me see it.
And then we know that now with Des Bryant, they ask those type of questions about like your mom. And
so your mother,
they try to provoke you to see what type of person you are. That's what they were doing with Des Bryant.
They were trying to want to see if you get mad, if you have an anger problem, because they don't want people with anger problems.
Again, like every black person.
Yeah. So that being said, the league knows who their beaters are. They know who the people are who have this as a problem.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Ray Rice was just, it seems like to me that Ray Rice was put on the, he's the sacrificial lamb.
He's got beaters guns.
We
got
to do something to somebody.
Well, you know, because Greg Hardy's playing.
Yeah,
he beat dog shit out of that girl. He beat dog shit. Yeah, he's playing. He's playing.
Because actually, they rescinded his suspension last year. So
he's playing. So I don't know. That's why I keep him. I'm like Jerry Jones. He don't give a fuck to trotted his daughter out there. We believe in fucking. Oh, bitch.
Yeah, right.
You wouldn't want your daughter fucking with him, would
Jerry
you?
Jerry Jones is so vicious. He has the dude to kill the dude on the field.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, he's not complicit. He's he's complicit. He apologized.
Yeah,
the mom is okay. We want him on this field. This is what he needs to be.
Is that what he needs?
Like really?
Idiot.
That's why I like that show Ballers. Andy and I were talking about it beforehand. Ballers. Yeah. It's got a lot of inside stuff, but it shows the reality of that contract situation. That money is not guaranteed.
No, it's not guaranteed. No, that's why whenever somebody complains about, oh, I can't believe that athlete's holding out for a few more dollars, I'm like, you need to shut the fuck up. I would tell anybody, look, man, He's hurting his teammates. You think his teammates don't think?
They know.
Sit out there and get as much money as you possibly can.
This is going to help everybody.
Just get your money. We'll be here when you get back.
Give us some of that TV money.
Stay in shape.
But then they go to the locker room and they shove the mic in those players' faces. Yeah. Like, how do you feel about not having your star running back? And they got to give this fucking diplomatic answer because they don't want to, like, call out the league or their owner.
Yeah.
Well, they can't because it's going to fuck up their contract.
Well, you know, we got just next man has to take his place. Yeah. And we're going to just go, you know, we're going to work hard. Mm-hmm. We're looking forward, not back. All those bullshit cliches.
Darrell Revis is a perfect example of that. Everybody was like, we got to pay this guy.
The only one that ever bothered me was Terrell Owens saying, I outplayed my contract. I'm like, no, you didn't. They paid you that amount of money to play this well.
Yeah.
That's how they paid you. If there was incentives built into your contract and they weren't paying the incentives, that would be one thing. But just to say, look, man, I played good, so pay me more.
The one point that he had, which I thought was a valid point, was if I underplay my contract, they can cut me or say, we're going to cut you unless you renegotiate your contract.
Yeah. I agree with that. But having said that, that's the system that you decided that was set up by the Players Association in conjunction with the owners.
Yeah.
You guys agreed to that.
Yeah. You can easily beat it.
Why you agreed to that, I don't know, but you all agreed to that.
All you have to do is do the one-year contract.
Because there's no guaranteed contracts, so I don't know why you all agreed to that.
Right. But that doesn't make no sense. You got to get that money up front.
You know.
Russell Wilson got a big guarantee.
Yeah, you got to
And that's what they'd be negotiating on.
Yeah, you wait on on that guaranteed money. We got to get this guaranteed money locked down.
Because who was it? Randy Moss, who had that big $84 million contract, and then turns out he only got like $4 million of it or $5 million because it wasn't guaranteed.
Yeah.
And that's that weird. Same with Dante Culpepper. Minnesota got
Remember
over
when the man. Redskins brought in Donovan McNabb?
Yep. Yes.
And he was like just mediocre.
Yeah.
And they were like, they get the vote of confidence. Yeah. He's our guy. And then they were like, everyone was like, well, they're probably going to bench him. Like, the coaches don't like him. And then they randomly, like, right before a game, like right before a Monday night game against Dallas or something, they announced Donovan McNabb's contract was just extended for like 5 years and $90 million or whatever. He didn't get any of that money.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it was just a bullshit press release.
Yeah.
And then he got benched right after that, and he was done.
Started questioning his intelligence.
Yeah. They judge him out. He's not smart enough to read the playbook.
Yeah.
That's the one that always gets me. Because they did that by him and Ocho Cinco. They said, these guys can't read the playbook. I'm like, I don't know about
they've been in the league for a long time, buddy. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
They may have lost a step or two. I'd rather you say that.
Maybe you can't write a playbook. Maybe you write bad plays.
Nobody wants to say that.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to say that.
My
scheme doesn't work.
I was thinking about this yesterday. I was telling Haywood on the first Sunday of football. What's the date on that? The first Sunday.
This
That's
year?
That first it's September, right? It's not Labor Day
it's
weekend.
It's always in September, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
coming. It's like 3-4 weeks away. Yeah. It's coming.
Yeah. And then,
the first
Thursday.
Preseason game is tonight.
Yep.
I would assume there's another one tomorrow.
Redskins play Thursday.
What is tomorrow's?
I don't know.
It's the Hall of Fame game, right?
That's tonight. Our team's playing in that tonight.
Yeah,
but
because Bus
I'm not watching it, but Roethlisberger is playing.
Yeah,
not playing, excuse me.
I'm pulling up the schedule now if it comes up. Thursday, September 10th.
Is the first game?
Is the first game, to do the Thursday game. Steelers Patriots.
That's okay. Sunday's the 13th?
13th is the first Sunday.
So that Sunday, I think I'm going to cook. And just tell people.
Oh, man, we're deep into September then by that time.
Going to start at like 12 o'clock and just tell people, look, man, you want to come over like at.
Oh, I already told you, I'm there, dog.
At 12, yeah.
That's a holiday.
Come on over.
That's a holiday. The wife's coming. That's
she's
a fan.
And whoever wants to come through of people that are friends of mine want to come through.
Sausages.
Just come through. Because I don't have a house. I'm not like Gabbard did it one year. But Gabbard, remember that?
Yeah, he had a house.
Yeah, he had his father's old house, you know.
I got the whole schedule. There's two Monday night games, and then there's one Thursday.
Are they doing that, the 7 o'clock, the early game, and then the late game again?
Yeah, 7,
East Coast
10.
And the West Coast.
7:10 is Eagles at Falcons, and 10:20 is Vikings at 49ers.
Yeah. Oh, that should be good.
That West Coast game.
That should be good, because what's the name's back?
With the B team, Mike and Mike doing the announcing on that game.
Your boy's back.
Hi, I'm Warren Sapp.
Yeah,
Adrian Peterson's back.
Hey, who was that girl over there? Don't worry about that.
Oh, my goodness. You know him, right? He told the whole thing. He was like, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of beating up people. Speaking of that.
Miss Dorsack.
So you said you had a good show. That's nice, man. I'm glad.
Yeah, it was good, man. It was good, too.
It was good.
I'm kind of tired of these straight out of memes everywhere.
Are you not?
Yeah. That's the thing with the internet. If you miss it by 2 hours, it's over. Yeah. it's like hashtag stuff. It's just riffing on the same joke.
Yeah.
It's what we all do. Like at comedy shows, we all riff on the same joke. But the whole world's doing it, and it's like, oh, they're all the jokes are. There's no way there's one that hasn't been done yet.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, I've seen it on. It's already made the Huffington Post.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's when I was done. I was like, that's it now.
Yeah.
Oh, because it made it to the Huffington Post.
Yeah, that's like, it. I mean, like this morning, and it just started Friday.
it's giant advertisement for Beats by Dre.
That's what the movie is. Yeah. That's what the album release is.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I haven't really seen much about the movie, but I'm assuming it doesn't just set it up as the way Beats were created. is it the origin story of headphones? Is that what it is?
Now I've got these headphones. Because as soon as I heard they had an album coming, I was like, well, yeah, but you know, he's streaming. All of his stuff is only streaming on Apple now. So
yeah,
that's the contract with him and Apple. There's his non-guaranteed money that he has to get back now.
Right.
Because remember, they did that so-called billion-dollar contract.
Right.
With the headphones, whatever. So, but now we find out, okay, so there's Apple streaming, and they have all the Dre music. So they got the Chronic 2001, all that stuff.
Yeah.
All his masters. And that's basically what they're playing, that and the Beatles. That's what they're playing on.
Yeah, there's a couple bands out there that have held out.
Yeah. That, the Beatles, and like Taylor Swift are what they're playing.
Yeah.
So it makes sense to get Dre, because that's the only way you can get it right now. You want Dre album? Go to Apple Music.
I haven't listened to the new one.
I heard it's really good. Everybody's kind of going crazy, but I haven't heard any of it either.
The first day it came out, the first night, it came out at midnight.
Yeah.
There was a lot of mixed reaction to it, because it doesn't sound like... Like, people want G-Funk.
It's none of that. And that's what's missing, because what we're used to from
Warren
Dre.
G just put out on the same day, basically, an EP called Regulate, the G-Funk Era Part 2.
Oh, my God.
I was like, holy shit, that's 20-plus years ago.
Yeah,
he put out a song. There's a video. I'll pull it up.
I only like that album, like from Warren G. Like, that was the only one. It was the only one I like.
The only one.
It's kind of crazy when you're listening to, you know what I'm saying?
Dre's little brother.
Don't get me wrong. Like, he's a great producer. But that, but Dre sound, it's different because Nate Dogg is gone, so you can't get those lows no more.
Right.
I mean you could tell how he created the G-Funk sound and came up with it, because on the Chronic, the Chronic is where it kind of started, but it wasn't fully fleshed out.
Yeah.
And then on that Snoop album, it was really fleshed out.
Yeah, yeah.
So then after that, it was just like, okay, this is what that sound is going to be like. And then with Chronic 2001, I think that's going to go down as his opus. That's his masterpiece, because that's where it was all just like, yeah.
This is a new Warren G video. It's called My House. I mean, the thing, the song was already out, but the video just came out. My House featuring Nate Dogg.
Oh, God.
So
Nate Dogg was a hook. You know,
how long ago was that?
Not on the Dre album.
Is Nate Dogg dead?
I miss him.
He is dead.
I miss him because he did something. I mean, he was the hook master.
Yeah, I'm like, he dead.
But his album.
This
is hot.
Opening shot.
That's
hot. Warren G with Beats by Dre headphones around his neck.
Jesus.
Product placement immediately.
Product placement, yeah. Well, it don't make a difference in how it didn't cost him too much. In the middle of the street.
That's not Nate Dogg, is it?
No. That's straight G-Funk, though. My house, my pool,
my sofa, my couch, my roof, my ceiling, my floors, not yours. It looks like a my college car, professor. My bikes, my rent,
my yard, my hood, a G-Funk professor.
Jesus, he looks old.
I'm teaching you.
It's been 20-plus years. Nigga, that's my stomping ground. My streets, my homies, my turf, my
people since birth with heaters under their T-shirts. In the middle of the street.
I wonder if Dre did the music for him.
I think it's him. I think it's Warren G. Dre doesn't do G-Funk anymore.
Once he did most of his own stuff. I think he did one song, just one song a while ago.
My caddy, my pose, my drink, my smoke, my suicide dose, cause blowing, Remy Poen, don't trip. You know all the bitches home. In the middle of the
street. It's all right.
It's
not great. It's not bad.
My dishes, my silverware, my silk.
My silverware.
You got me looking it up.
It won't jump off till it's in a movie. It's a movie based out of California.
Yeah.
He just gave that kid the Beats headphones. He just got that little boy killed.
Product placement.
Just got that little boy killed.
That's Nate Dogg. That my. That's Nate Dogg right there.
I think somebody had Far Side written on a fence and graffiti. What are those girls doing?
Tell you what.
Just undulating?
Solid Tuesday. Sean Garrett did the whole fucking Far Side song.
Passing me by.
Then he did his jokes in between. It was really good.
Really?
It was really good. He did his jokes where the hook would go.
Yeah.
It was hilarious because these black girls would come in, right? These sisters would come in and they were rap. I know them, so they were cool.
Yeah.
But that was like, he just shut them down and they was just like, oh shit, they didn't know Sean's from fucking Northwest. They don't know where he's from.
Yeah. In the middle
of the street. That's a new Warren G. I guess.
It's not bad.
That's fine.
It's fine.
I can see what Dre, that new stuff, the new Dre is dope. That's funky though.
It's fine.
New Dre is more modern hip hop.
Yeah, Dre, he leveled up. He got some Kendrick on there. He got a
he raps like Kendrick.
Yep. So you can tell Kendrick helped write a couple of those.
Yeah.
He got a kid. I think his name is John Connor, who's nice. Snoop is on one track, ridiculous. Eminem is
John
ridiculous.
Connor, the football player.
No. the guy from the Jets.
It's not him. John Connor, the linebacker. John Connor.
Wasn't he a fullback or something?
I think it was a fullback. Some sort of blocking position.
He was a fullback. Yeah. I remember that. It was when the Jets were on Hard Knocks.
Yep. Because they're like, who is that? And he had that monster hit.
Yeah.
This year the Texans are on Hard Knocks, and they had a joint practice.
Well, they fought your team yesterday. What'd you think?
I still haven't seen any of the footage. I just read about it. I just think it's hilarious that, like, Hard Knocks is there recording. All these fans are there, like, with their phones out, like, oh, shit, fight, World Star. And there was a Redskins official that was, like, going over to HBO, like, can you guys not film this?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, this is the reason we're here.
Well, we're here. We came for this.
This is a whole episode.
We haven't had this yet.
we came for this.
They had three fights spanning three fields.
Yeah.
Like, it was basically, I don't even know if they could catch it all on camera.
Oh, man.
I don't know how many cameras they have, which they don't have like 100 cameras there.
No, they got those.
I think like four cameras probably shooting the practice.
Aren't they working? They doing that with those Steven Sable in them, right? They produce Hard
Knocks,
right?
NFL films, yeah.
NFL films?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, apparently
so
there's
going to be some slow motion in a fight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
there's
a lot
be some slow motion.
That grass flying up.
See some sweat pop
off. Lev Schreiber voiceover.
Yeah.
As temperatures start to raise up,
so do tempers. Apparently, there was a thing. It was a 3-day joint practice because the Redskins did it last year
opening
with the
day
Patriots.
Is 5 days.
Oh yeah, they did. Yeah.
And then they
how
had.
How do you keep getting picked for this?
On day two,
but they're popular teams.
On day two, there was like the Redskins running back and one of the defensive backs with the Texans had like a hard collision and some words were exchanged. So that was what started. Day three is when they fought. Mm. And there was a couple back and forth plays where people were objecting to someone's hit.
Uh-oh.
And then it was like, fuck it. And they all just started fighting. And because like, they have these joint scrimmages, they have like referees.
Yeah.
They're blowing their whistles.
Yeah.
No one's stopping.
Oh, it was boiling over.
Yeah. And then I
somebody guess, contract not guaranteed.
I guess on the next field over,
no
someone was like,
either.
Oh, we can fight? Yeah. We're fighting. So they all just started fighting. Three fields. Basically like 150 dudes which are all just brawling.
Yeah, with
football fights are so assy because you got your pads
with crowd
on, so.
With crowd yelling.
Yeah.
Get them.
Like the Roman Coliseum. Get him! Get him! Because they're in Richmond. Get him!
The first Hard Knocks, I think, is what, this week or next week?
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting.
Well, next week, because this is the last night for True Detective. So I think it's next week.
Opening day is 4 weeks away.
Opening day is 4 weeks away. But for many players, this is their last chance to show what they're made of.
This will be their last. Motherfucker!
Fuck that, man. Oh, you want some of this? A lot of that.
A lot of that.
You want me? All somebody does is grab a mask and they pull one dude down.
Down.
And someone grabs another mask. And then there's always that one bold dude who takes his helmet off. And punches someone in the helmet.
Right. Yeah.
Why are you punching the helmet?
Bray said he just broke his hand. He just put himself on injured reserve.
Like you could do more damage just playing the game and then like doing dirty hits.
Yeah.
Cut to the post-practice speech by the coach. This is unacceptable.
This is not how we do this.
We flew all the way here to get better as a team. Did we get better? We didn't get better after this. We've got a lot of soul searching to do.
Can't have that, guys.
Now we got a game in 3 days.
We can't have that, guys. Can't have that. You're supposed to be. I want to know if J.J. Watt clocked anybody.
Yeah, I think he probably stayed. He's in his own. He floats above.
He's hilarious to me.
He probably just floated above the whole crowd and flew away. Guys, I'm going to go make some one-handed catches over here.
I saw that video of him doing his one-handed catches.
Yeah, he does whatever he wants.
Yeah.
It's J.J. Watt.
Yeah.
Yeah, 60-inch vertical jump, sure. Box jump, why not?
I'm going in, coach. Going in.
Well, they paid him the big contract. So.
Yep. Now, he got the guarantee, I think, 45.
Yeah, he did get the guarantee, yeah.
Because he got, what, 90 million, something like that? 100.
Something crazy like that.
Yeah, he got 40. You got to get that money. So we say all that to say that Ray Rice may or may not have had more than one incident of domestic violence.
Well, the problem with Ray Rice... At the risk of sounding, becoming a sports show. But the problem with Ray Rice is he wasn't that good in his last year when before he hit his wife.
Right.
If he was a beast.
Oh man! If 2,000 yards.
Yeah. Hey, look, if he would have hit his wife a year earlier.
This goes away.
He'd be in the league.
It's all timing, Ray.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he's a running back. That's the easiest.
I still think he's gonna be back in the league somewhere in kind of round about the middle of the season.
He's easily got to spell somebody.
He's gonna get a
somebody
gonna get
hurt
up.
And go down.
He's gonna get a call up. Like, stay in shape.
Who's out there, Ray?
Gonna get a call up once the season has begun and the eye is off teams and teams are actually down into it.
Yep.
Into the trenches of the season, then he'll get the call up.
Yeah.
They brought in Ray Rice, and then he'll probably do pretty good.
And he'll say all the right things. He'll keep his head down. And the eye will be on him for about a week. Because if you bring him in now, they're coming to your training camp.
Oh,
you know,
man,
I'm just thankful. I'm just happy to be here. Yeah. You know, this is something I've been waiting for. I've been working out. And, you know, my relationship with my wife is stronger than ever.
Yes.
And I just want to go out there and contribute.
She's going to be at this press conference.
And I just want to give 100%. Yeah. And you know, I'm going to go home immediately to my wife.
Now, you don't even give him a press conference. You just have him do a... after practice chat.
A little Q&A. I felt good out there.
It's
good to get out there. I've got to get my rhythm back. My rhythm isn't there. You know, I haven't been really hitting sleds lately.
This is where you bring out the kid, put him on the lap, Steph Curry style.
Yeah. Yeah.
They should have kids you can hire. Like, cute kid for hire. Press conference kids.
You're like, whose kid is that? Yeah. Everybody's just going to assume it's theirs anyway.
Yeah.
Ray, can you tell us about the time you hit your what? And then the kid just yells, Octonauts! into the microphone.
And they hung around his neck, Daddy!
Daddy!
So I'd love to answer your questions.
Who's
but
the mean man?
I got to go. I got to take my kid out here.
And then the article, Ray Rice, adorable at his press conference.
Speaking of, we're talking sports. Sarah, her fiance is the punter for the... Seattle Seahawks.
Who?
Sarah Colonna.
Oh, really?
Yeah, her fiance is the punter for the Seattle Seahawks.
Okay. Really?
She has some great stories about the football wives.
Did you ask her if she's having any problems at home?
Nah. She's cool.
Sarah, are you okay?
She's cool, you know. Like, she's the weird one in the relationship, not the football guy.
Right.
But she said Sierra is showing up at the game, so that made everything more... Not everything is that much more interesting.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Sierra's hanging around.
Oh, she's at the practices. She's like, nobody goes to the practices.
They were talking about it on the radio the other day. What did people think of... whose radio show is the one I can't stand with...
Colin Coward?
No. It's an FM in D.C.
Chad Dukes?
No, FM.
Chad Dukes is on FM.
The morning show?
In the morning, yeah.
Joe Clare?
No, I like
Russ Mike Parr. And Mike?
Russ Parr.
Russ Parr.
Oh, I thought you were talking
about
sports.
Like Russ Parr.
Okay.
Yeah, well, they were talking about here because they have the guy that does Sports Scoop, I think.
Scoop is
he is against everything, or he always takes a contrary position, like he loves Floyd Mayweather,
right.
Only because, well, no, you don't know if you actually beat these girls. He's that dude. So now it's...
Where's the video?
Yeah.
Where's the video?
So now it's Future's right to be dogging Russell and Sierra's doing all this on purpose to get back at
Backstory, Future, rapper.
Rapper.
was with Ciara, and they had a kid.
Yeah, he's got, and like, then, he's got like 17 of them.
Yeah, he has a few.
Yeah, yeah. So she has
one. He can loan out at any moment.
She has one of his children, and then they broke up, and now she's with Russell Wilson, who just got a lot of money.
Yeah,
Seattle Seahawks quarterback.
Which, by the way, shows you how on another radio show, Steve Harvey's show, all the girls on there were like, "You go on, girl. Get that money." I'm like she did something. What did she do? What did she do again?
Well, and she's actually
get
not
your
having
money,
sex
Sierra.
With Russell.
Exactly.
But the story, the story is Future has a problem with Russell Wilson pushing his baby around,
playing ball with his kid.
But Future is just—I mean, I don't know anything about him really, but I feel like he's just sad that the relationship's over.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so I don't want some other man.
He wasn't sad that it was over. He's more or less sad that it's over in the public eye. It's like any guy who's like, okay, yeah, she. That's my baby mama.
Because his friends are going to clown him. Like,
right. Oh. This is no longer his baby mama. That is the mother of his child now. Yeah. Right. She's no longer just a baby mama. Yeah. You can always get back with your baby mama.
Yeah.
This is not a baby mama anymore. Now she's hanging with Russell Wilson. She's in a whole different bracket. She's going to the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson is like, yo, this is my lady. Pray for us. We're not having sex, all kind of stuff.
Pray for us.
So, yeah.
So now, like, people are, like, listening, buying her album. Like, who is Ciara all of a sudden? Yeah. She's on the View. She's in that View category now.
Right.
You know, now she's like, oh, let's bring on.
You go ahead, girl. All these other women. Ooh, yeah, girl. Yeah. You don't got some money. I'm like, what money does she get?
Yeah.
She ain't taking two teams to the Super Bowl in one time. Well, she ain't done that.
They're not married either.
At all.
They're not married yet.
Yeah. They're just dating.
Yeah.
They're literally just dating. It's a courtship in the public eye.
I don't know how much I agree with that. Bringing the kid around him, but
well, you shouldn't. We know this. You shouldn't early on. You should be at least a year or two in a relationship, before you bring on somebody who's supposedly going to be around your kid on a regular basis.
Well, the kid is a baby, right?
It's still
old enough to play ball, old enough to run around.
It matters.
Old enough to help a press conference.
Old enough to wear a Russell Wilson jersey.
kids know and kids remember things. It matters.
Yeah, you can't.
You'd
do that,
be surprised.
Man.
It matters. So I don't know how I agree with that, but I mean, this ain't my kid, so
right.
Flip the script.
But Future's not in any position to talk shit to anybody.
Let Future be with a cheerleader. You flip the script. Future's with a cheerleader, and he's bringing the kid around the cheerleader to the same practices.
Oh, they'd be losing it. Sarah would be losing her mind. How dare you take him around that bitch? Come take him around that bitch. She'd be losing her mind.
Does she shake her pom poms?
She'd be losing her mind.
Russell, do something, Russell. This is a Future song called "Fuck Up Some Commas." This has like 25 million views. Fuck
all the commas. Yeah. All his songs sound the same. Let's fuck off some commas, nigga. Let's fuck off some commas. Let's do this shit wrong. Yeah. They all sound the same. All his songs.
All of them.
Just
trap music. Don't do.
Yeah. This is kind of like, this is the rap style that I think hate the most.
Adore.
That breathy, dramatic, can't even finish your words style. That's what hurt the Meek Mill diss track. You couldn't understand what the fuck he was saying. He's like, it's like, oh, these words are so hard to get out of my face. I just don't like it.
This is all about the beat. This isn't about the words. Yeah. You know, this isn't hip hop on that level. This is just, I'm in the house and I'm listening to the beat and I'm, you know, got some lean.
And that's the weird thing. It's virtually the same beat for all of the songs in this style. So I was like, well, how much can you hear that one beat?
Man, this is your hip hop on drugs.
Ridiculous song. All his songs sounds like that too.
They all. That's why it's not my cup of tea. That's not a Super Bowl winning song.
All right.
You think Russell's still listening to that?
I mean, he's missing a prime opportunity. He should write a goddamn song for the Seahawks right now. He's missing the opportunity.
What y'all think of? I was out during the debates. I wasn't at your spot. I was Thursday.
When were they? Thursday.
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 Yeah.
That was
I didn't.
I mean, I've seen all the highlights at this point.
I recorded it and I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I didn't want to record. I was like, it's only fun if you're live tweeting it. If you ain't live tweeting it, it ain't fun.
Here's a question: Are you guys surprised at the momentum Trump has been getting?
No,
no, not at all.
No, and all these people are like all these other because they have to be deferential. All the votes that he's generating for him are potentially, you know, all these polls where he's ahead.
Yeah.
All the other people want those voters.
Yeah.
So they can't say, oh, his voters are crazy.
Yeah.
They have to say, he's definitely tapped into an anger. And he's tapped into, they have to like be deferential and semi-complimentary. You know, he's tapped into something. I just feel like he's a little bit of a loose cannon and I can do a better job. No, the people, so you want those people voting for you who mm-hmm. want you to say shit mm-hmm. like Trump is
crazy. Saying,
shit.
Yeah.
They want you to say crazy shit. They want you to say Mexicans are coming over here raping our women, you know, all
taking
that shit.
Taking our job. I'm going to build that wall.
He's fucking, he's Yosemite Sam with a suit on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's a good, yeah, that's it. Yosemite Sam with a suit on.
That's all he is.
Yes, he is.
You know, he's a cartoon.
But that shows you the state of thing. I was there's a local comic who was a Republican who was put on Facebook how he was complaining how the media was elevating Donald Trump. And I almost went down the rabbit hole of commenting on this thing. I said, I'm not going to go down.
With your thumb shaking over the send button.
Because you think it's the media. I'm like, it's not the media. It's not the media. Your party
right.
elevated him. Your party right. is the one who kissed the ring. You sent right. the leader of your party, Mitt Romney,
right.
during the last election, you sent him to go kiss the ring.
Right.
And the polls are not media reporting, that's people being asked who would you vote for.
Who'd you right, vote for?
Right. So, I mean, it's not just, should they not report the polls?
Your party is the one who allowed this man to be in this position. All right, well, suffer the consequences.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Of your actions. Your party is the one who courted the Tea Party.
Yep.
Okay, well, suffer the consequences of your actions.
Yep. It's amazing how they say these people don't speak for you until you need them to speak for you.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they speak for you and they're your flag bearers.
Yeah.
These are your flag bearers at your shows. You keep complaining, and this is me, we're just watching. Republicans, they always say, well, we're more moderate than that. We're more moderate than that. We're more middle ground. We're really, never what I see. I always say people going, fuck these people, fuck those people. We're going to get your money back, and we're going to get the country back and send it back to its roots.
Well, the typical way that at least the last few presidential elections have gone is during the primaries phase, the caucus phase, people go further right or further left. And then when it gets down to whoever gets the nomination, they go more center.
Yeah.
So, but the problem is so many of the crazies have gone so far right. To go further than that, you just got to say some ridiculous shit. And it turns out that the voters are still buying it. So mm-hmm. it's like, I can go further than that. Okay, mm-hmm. I can say more shit. So that's all that's going on now. In a year when they have, or let's say 8 months, when they have a bunch more debates and it's time to choose a nominee, it's going to be more center. It's going to be like, I just want to, you know, what's best for America and reach across the aisle and all that bullshit.
But right now, it's
all bullshit.
So, like, this is your preseason.
Right.
These are the fights. These are where everybody's like, okay, this is what we're gearing up towards. This is what we're gearing up towards. But by midseason, we should have our playbook.
Right.
Right. And it's going to be a lot more conservative. We want to win some games.
This is the training camp brawl.
But this is what we're thinking. But we do want to win some games.
Right.
Because we actually realize we have to govern Democrats and independents as well.
Right.
Yeah. But I mean, they unleash this wing nut.
I think a lot of the candidates.
So that's my question. You know? Like, if the moderate, because we know, and I'm with you guys. I believe the moderate candidate will probably actually get the nomination.
Yeah.
But does this elevate Trump to where he gets a cabinet position at some goddamn point?
No.
You can't give him a cabinet position. He's out of his fucking mind.
Because this dude is gone.
What cabinet position can you give him?
Every election has this. A year out, some people become front runners for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, it was Rudy Giuliani the last time.
Giuliani. Yeah. I mean, remember Fred Thompson?
Yep.
Yeah.
The fucking actor?
Yep.
Yeah. He's like, shit. Thompson's in the race.
But we like him.
Shit.
We like his draw. And he was in all those movies I like.
Yeah.
Like, what's the one he's in with Tom Cruise? Days of Thunder?
Yeah, he was in Days of Thunder. He was on Law and Order.
He was on Law and Order.
You see how serious he was? That's what we need in the Oval Office.
You do realize he was acting.
Yeah.
But all that shit, it gets swept away.
Yeah.
None of the stuff right now is going to matter at all.
Even the Dems are the same way. Dems are the same. What I get mad about the Democratic Party is why don't they come out and go, you know what? We're just as crazy as you motherfuckers. Let's just legalize everybody right now. Let's just do it. And so you think Mexicans take all the jobs? Let's legalize all those Mexicans and make them citizens. Yeah. While they raping women, you a citizen, so you go to regular jail.
Right. You go to real rapist jail. At least that happens.
Like the Democrats need to get with that, man. It's always that guy, the crier, is always the loudest one. But these Republicans are loud, man. And like now,
well, because
adult,
they're trying to be heard
loud
over 18 other people.
Yeah.
That's part of it. It's like, I got to stand out somehow. I can't just be the average dude in a suit.
I'm going to build that wall. Rand Paul, he's no different to me. He might be a little bit. Every now and again, like when he did that filibuster,
you don't want
I was
fuck
with
Rand Paul,
that, but
dude.
He's not on our side at all.
No.
He's not on our side at all.
No. That's what people are saying. I'm like, I ain't fucking with Rand Paul. But he's a libertarian. I'm like, yeah, he'd be okay with me being a slave.
Exactly. You don't have liberty.
It's the invisible hand of the market. You know, it's not. He's not okay with. He wants the market to decide.
Yeah. So if the market decides, so if the market is cool with him being a slave, then I'm cool with it.
Well, what? You hate freedom?
Look, guys.
Do you hate freedom?
We got to go back to a time.
You know, what if your lack of freedom is a symbol of our freedom?
Because I stand with him on stuff like that Patriot Act filibuster and all that good stuff. I'm with him on certain things. And it's like any politician. You're like, okay, I can understand where you're coming from on this one.
Right.
But your overall package that you're trying to sell me is not what I want. You might have two good weekends.
Yeah.
But that don't mean I want to buy a timeshare.
Yeah, why would you?
The Republican Party is crazy to me. They always wheel out these nuts. And lately, it's getting more and more nuttier.
They're the party of the.
Even Ben
sorry,
Carson. Ben
Grant, do Grant Marshall one wants to know if we have a three guys on have a political affiliation?
Are you periscoping right now?
Yeah.
A political affiliation?
Affiliation. And for an official position from the Three Guys On podcast?
No.
No.
No. Apathy.
Apathy. Yeah. Yeah.
I would caucus Democrat. Randolph Terrence would caucus Democrat.
I would caucus. Fuck this! I'm going to lunch. I'm not even part of. I'm very apathetic. Yeah. Independent is what I would say I am, just because I don't want to be affiliated with anyone.
I live in D.C. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Haywood lives in D.C.
Haywood lives in D.C. So he doesn't get the vote.
Yeah.
Even if I did, it wouldn't.
But the only reason I caucus Democrat is because I literally can't be a Republican. What's the point of that?
Yeah, they never. Yeah. I mean,
they don't want me.
They bring out Ben Carson, and they like somebody put up a good joke though. They're like, yeah, the Republicans are bringing out their black guy, and they're telling him that Democrats are like, cool, yeah, man. We did that 4 years ago.
Right.
But Carson isn't even a nut, and he's a genius on one level.
That don't make you not a nut.
But he's
crazy.
You should have just left it alone at the movie.
Think about this. Joseph Mengele was pretty fucking smart. He's a doctor. He's pretty fucking smart. He had a weird thing about experimenting on twins, but he was pretty smart. He's pretty smart.
Well, that's the weird thing. Like,
point.
Like the weird credit that guys like that get. It's like, well, he was successful in a completely other field.
Yeah.
So he has shown that he can succeed in things.
And enter T. Boone Pickens and Ross Perot.
Exactly.
That's what Donald Trump comes from. I've made a lot of money, and you've lost a lot of money. We all remember.
Furthermore,
when you were
given a lot of money to start with.
No, man. And everybody knows how you came up with that money. We all
give
know,
a lot of
dude.
Money to start with.
It ain't no secret.
You know, now I like how, because he had a back and forth with Megyn Kelly, now here's what the Republicans figure.
Sit down,
here's the way to get him out of here. That's what they figure.
Sit down, little lady.
They're like, oh, how dare he talk to her like that? Do you have the exact quote, Andy?
I'll pull it up. It's basically she was on the rag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When she went after him for his Twitter comments about women.
Later on.
Which he does. And he makes no bones.
You call them pigs and slobs and and hoes and bitches and or whatever it is that she, and he he got mad about that. So I'm gonna pull it up.
You ever see him in there? Whatever, sweetheart. Whatever.
Yeah.
Look, why am I still talking to you? Why am I still talking?
Yeah,
to
that's
you?
Exactly how he is. That's exactly
Pat
how he is.
Pat her on the head. Send her on her way. Tussle her hair a little bit. Oh yeah, it was something about she had blood coming out of her. Ears and .. wherever else.
Damn.
/ her snatch.
Yeah, which is what he meant.
Yeah.
I meant her nose, really.
And
her
then
nose.
He said I meant her nose, but he refuses to apologize. That's something people see as a strength for him.
Come to my golf course in Scotland. This dude is so
people like that unwavering, I won't back down.
That's what they like. Ain't that, I'm not mad at
it's
that.
That's George W. Bush was like that. Yeah. It was like, I'm not going to back down from the terrorists.
To the point of idiocracy.
Smoke them out their holes. Smoke them out their bloody holes.
He tried to kill my dad.
That's exactly what it was.
I'll never forget that one. When Michael Moore showed that shit, I died.
But Osama, but I love my dad.
Why you trying to kill my dad?
Look, let me tell you. I was like, this motherfucker, Michael Moore is the shit.
Here's the... Because
he just put it all out there. He just put it all out there. This is George Bush saying it to himself.
This is the audio.
He tried to kill my dad.
Here we go. This is the audio of Trump saying... This is he's going to claim that he meant nose when he said wherever. But listen to the way he says it.
You know, you could see there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever, but she was...
He didn't mean nose.
In my opinion, she was...
On the rag.
Off base.
Off base.
You know, you could see there was blood coming out of her eyes.
She should be in my Miss Universe
blood
pageant.
Coming out of her wherever, but...
wherever.
Was, in my opinion, she was off base.
She was wrong. So
he is terrible.
Yeah. So now then a guy like Eric Erickson, this blockhead idiot from Red State, and I say blockhead physically because his head looks like a big block.
It's a water cooler head, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Big, a lot of right angles.
Blockhead, motherfucker.
A lot of right angles inside his head too.
Yeah. He was, you know, he so I'm going to disinvite him, and how dare he? I've got wise. I'm like, dude, is racist the racist shit that's falling out of your head?
Right.
You know, right. Let me see if I can find some Eric Erickson. Quotes. Right.
He talks shit about women. He's talked shit about
some of the whack shit he said.
That's what kills me. In the Republican Party, they get away with this.
Yeah, well, that's and he got a job. Actually, he had that. I mean, Red State was kind of a semi-extreme blog, and then he got a job on CNN. Mm. They're like, "Oh, you're popular. It's just like the Trump thing. We want your voters on our side."
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You know, they took him in, and then he's on TV. I don't think he's still on. Maybe he is still on CNN. But
that's how you know Trump full of shit. He can't even run for governor of New York.
Right.
But he wants to run for president. But in New York, he's like, nah, just run for mayor in New York City.
Oh, there's two Eric Erickson's. There's a psychoanalyst, Eric Erickson, too.
I think it's E-R-I-C-K. I think E-R-I-C-K, like Eric Sermon. It's spelled that way.
Ready to rock. Ready to leave. Are you?
When is EPMD coming
Crossover.
Back? Crossover. We had Dre come out. We had Warren G.
Yeah, look at his.
Public Enemy put something
up. Look at that blockhead.
Oh, God.
I told you, that's a blockhead.
Erickson defends Glenn Beck's statement that Obama is racist and lashes out at Obama brown shirts. Erickson calls Michelle Obama a Marxist harpy wife.
Yeah.
Erickson calls Justice Souter a goat-fucking child molester. Erickson suggested that the Clintons killed Vince Foster and the Dems would kill former Rep. Eric Massa.
Damn, Eric. He can say it all. He just said, this is...
Yeah.
He's yelling fire in the movie theater.
Ready to rock! Yeah, so he has a problem with Trump saying something. You know,
yeah.
This is terrible. Our politics have come to this.
You know, people have a problem with Trump saying this, but they didn't have a problem with him running around saying Barack Obama wasn't born in this country.
But remember, he put up the $1 million. He put the $1 million bid out. If somebody could find me, that I was like,
he said
even
the purpose for a Michelle Bachmann rally is to quote tell Nancy Pelosi and the Congress to send Obama to a death panel. Erickson on Obama's Nobel Peace Prize. I did not realize the Nobel Peace Prize had an affirmative action quota.
But he's not racist. He's just pointing it out. Just pointing it out.
Not I'm racist. Only laughing at the idiocracy.
Just pointing it out.
You couldn't be a comic and say that right now.
So this guy.
Here's a quote.
If you were a comedian and said, Andy, if you went on stage and said that seriously, that would be the end of your career.
Right. But
how the fuck is this?
But the start of my career as a pundit. He said about this guy, Kevin
Point
Jennings,
blank period.
on Red Eye on Fox.
Kevin Jennings is a profoundly sick and immoral human being, a proponent of statutory rape, an opponent of the Boy Scouts of America, and a zealous advocate of NAMBLA. Mm. Jennings is, quote, not just a gay man, but a man who believes the full gay rights agenda, where men and boys can have sexual relationships free of prudish moral people.
Is that the
frowning.
Agenda?
That's the full agenda.
Is that the agenda? Oh, okay. Uh-huh. I didn't know that.
Greek style.
I didn't know. I did not know that. I didn't know that was the agenda.
Yeah, he's gone over. He's called feminist, feminazis, yada, yada, yada. He's that dude. And then he got legitimized by getting on CNN.
And then
now he has these red state meetup groups or whatever the fuck they do. I don't know what they do. They have these events, and they, all the candidates were invited. And this is the weird thing. He's like, Donald Trump can't go because he said some bad things about women. But why are the other people going?
Like, why are they going to your thing?
Why are all the other people like, hey, can I still go?
Right, who's this fucking guy who invited me?
Yeah, can I go to Eric Erickson's thing? I mean, I heard they're going to have like good hors d'oeuvres there or something.
And that goes back to that Republican governor taking money from that hate group and going, people are like, hey, how you taking money from this hate group, not realizing it's a hate group? And he's like, oh, I just spoke there once.
I just spoke there one time. I didn't know that's what they did.
It was 20 minutes and it was on my agenda.
Well, the thing about that always is, you know, I can't track every donor. I don't know what they all give me. I don't know who gives what and all that stuff. And then it's like they're like, so you're going to give the money back? No.
Yeah.
No, we're not giving it back.
Yeah. Why would we do that?
But I'm just saying we can't track it all. So
so the quiet guy now is Jeb Bush. Do you guys see him becoming the front runner eventually?
No.
No. Actually, I do.
I think so. That's
because fine. I think it's going to come down to
I think it's Bush and Clinton.
I think Rubio kind of bubbled up, but I think he's going to go back off. Once he starts talking seriously, they'll be like, not this guy. That's the thing that Bush has going for him. Once he starts talking seriously, when they make that tack back to the center,
yeah,
that he actually sounds sensible. He's not.
Yeah.
He's not any more sensible than anybody else.
But in comparison
to the rest of them,
he knows how to play the game.
Sensible, yeah. But he doesn't beat Hillary Clinton. Because he says dumb shit like affirmative action and blah, blah, blah. And my name hasn't helped me. And I'm like, your name is the only reason you're even here.
Right. Right.
Yeah, but on the other hand, his first name is Jeb. That's quite a hill to climb.
Yeah.
To get to Bush.
Yeah.
You know? He is Jeb.
That's why you're here, because your name is Bush.
And he's the younger brother, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's the younger one.
He's the younger one who they actually were grooming to be president.
He's the career politician.
Yeah, like he was the one that was supposed to be. And then
George was like, I want to watch baseball.
Well, not really. I want to do cocaine while I'm owning a baseball team.
While owning and seeing and swimming in a bed of hookers.
Right, Condon?
And then he got God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then he got God, and then it went away.
Yeah.
You know.
Now I want to be president. Right, Dad?
Yeah. Like, sure. Fuck.
My turn, Dad.
The younger one is the mom's favorite, and the older one is the dad's favorite.
I saw Jeb on something. I love my brother.
Well, he won't distance himself from him.
What's he supposed to say? My name is. I mean, that's a trap question.
Yeah.
He's
not
going to.
No,
say.
He just threw it out there at a. It was the last Republican National Convention.
Right.
They brought Jeb in to speak because they don't talk about George Bush anymore in the Republican Party.
No. They won't
Jeb
even let
wants
him,
you to know.
They
yeah,
won't let him, like, won't let him
my,
walk. Like, you got the Democrats parading Clinton all around. It's like, he's doing everything, right?
Yeah.
George, they are distancing the fuck out. But here's the thing. They will distance themselves from George Bush, but not from Donald Trump. It makes no sense to me.
Right.
Yeah, because Donald Trump has a value to them. Of riling up there. What they fail to understand is that a guy like Donald Trump, he doesn't bring anybody new into your party.
At all. Yeah, he just rallies the old troops.
No, they just want...
He rallies the old
They just want his voters to transfer to them. That's all. It's not about Trump.
And they
it's
don't
about
even
the people
like
who are
Trump.
Choosing him in these polls.
Like the old guard, and then we know they don't like
Trump.
They
hate Trump.
They like this guy's new money.
Well,
I think that's why they... Because, like, look, right now, the scrutiny is off everybody else.
Right.
So they get to kind of... skate by for the next few months until Trump drops out. They get to avoid and they get to sort of like, you know, look down their noses at him a little bit. And then when he does start to falter, they'll try to jump in and talk a little shit about it. But right now they don't have to worry about any of the scrutiny.
Donald Trump doesn't want to be president, though. So
no,
at
he
some
just wants
point,
to throw,
he's
throw
going
salt
to
the
drop
game.
Out.
Yeah, he just
he
wants to
care
salt
to be
game.
President. I say it's just his ego. It's just an big ass ego stroke to him. You know, he definitely
this
doesn't.
This is all
have
about his hotels and golf courses. This
he definitely weird. Doesn't have the temperament to be a president.
Keep his name out there. Oh, you man. Know? Could you see him talking to our
But
man?
I always wonder about people who deal with a guy like that. I'm like, why do you deal with him? Not so much on a business level, just as a person.
As a person, as a human level, right.
Him?
His own wife don't fuck with him.
Like, why are you fucking with him?
Neither one of them.
What are you fucking with him?
And
for?
His daughter's like, I'm good.
Why do you keep
I'm
fucking
well,
with him?
Well, he has the Dennis Rodman endorsement.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
That's something.
Dennis Rodman's known to be correct.
Yeah, well, he's got the Dennis. He's got that. He's got the Kim Jong-un.
They got a new times.
endorsement.
Kim Jong-un.
Did you see that sign?
Kim Jong-dose.
Did you see North Korea? They changed 30 minutes to create a new time zone.
No. Oh, God.
Yeah, they got a new time zone.
They have a new
time zone. They got their own time zone?
Yes.
Yeah.
They shaved 30 minutes. Like they didn't move the clocks for 30 minutes. And literally now they have their new time zone. I was
just
talking
theirs.
To Petey about it. Petey Steele, and he was like, but the funny thing is, what North Koreans got to watch?
What happened to your watch? I ate it.
You know what time it is?
I ate that watch.
Why 30 minutes?
I don't know.
Aren't time zones an hour?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think there are maybe a couple that are in between. That doesn't make sense. That's just some vanity.
No, because it's all an hour. There's nothing
that's
like
that. So they can do it.
Because it's 24 o'clock. That's when you go on the Zulu clock. It's 24 yeah. o'clock. So there's nothing.
Right.
That's just their whole, they're in their own section of the world now.
Man, I fucked this girl for a half hour last night. But the clock didn't move. So she was like, oh, you're done already? I mean, what do you mean already?
Hey, baby, time's still still. On
I stopped the world from spinning.
That was infinite fucking right.
Stop the world.
Thank you, Kim Jong.
I was like, and then on the other side, the Democrats want me to like Bernie Sanders.
Yeah,
you know, because he marched with Martin Luther King. So
yeah,
I have to like him.
Black Lives Matter.
Well, they jumped up on.
Did they?
First of all,
I got a video of it. Well, let's watch the video.
Yeah.
This is a weird thing for me. Because, I mean, I haven't followed too much of... I mean, I know basics what's going on.
All you got to do is ask Rod. Rod put the whole shit on blast.
Black guy who tips.
I've
kept up with that. But does Bernie Sanders' security hate him? This is the second time that people have just run up on stage.
The second time.
I'm going to pull up this video. It's ridiculous how easy... He's a senator.
This is a presidential candidate.
He's a U.S. senator. And then these two women... They're not even men. They're women. They're smaller. They're not as strong. They just show up. They just appear on stage. I'm going to pull up the YouTube video. It's hold on, let me pull up the if it comes up. There it is. Black Lives Matter. Protesters shut down Bernie Sanders.
Did they?
Denzel's son is starring in
He's on Ballers. Yeah. He's hilarious too. He plays like the T.O. role.
So this is Bernie Sanders basically just getting to the podium. Like, other people have spoken and all that stuff, and now it's his turn.
Thank you, Seattle, for being one of the most progressive cities in the United States.
He sounds like you should be ordering deli meat from him. You know what I mean?
Thank you. That's exactly what he said.
What do you want, a half pound of smoked turkey?
We got some great roast beef.
Come on down to Bernie's Deli. We got the best roast beef in town.
Gabagoo. We got gabagoo.
You don't want boy's head. You want Bernie's head. Roast beef, turkey, cheese.
That's exactly what he sounds like.
We've got beer.
That old dude in Chicago, Philly, New York.
It's just that. Who ordered the grilled chicken? Who ordered? Hey, you, come here, get your grilled chicken. It's done.
They love Bernie's. I made it myself.
Let's go to Bernie's.
Come to Bernie's. Three locations. Up to three locations of Bernie's Deli.
You call it the hoagie. We were hero.
All of our employees make $15 an hour at Bernie's Deli. It's our own little socialist utopia.
We're Black Lives Matter.
Order an entree.
Did I say it right?
Order an entree, get free health care. Single payer health care for anyone who orders the Bernie special. Black and chicken matters.
You notice we have these black white cookies. They matter.
Black and white cookies matter.
Black and white cookies.
We only use black olives.
Black and tan beer really matters to me. Bernie Sanders. Thank you, Seattle. It's great to be here at the ribbon cutting for my new location of Bernie's Deli. Bernie's Bar and Grill in Delhi.
That's hilarious.
Thank you, Seattle, for being one of the most progressive cities in the United States.
That's how you sound. Thank you.
Now, who wants brownies wrapped in cellophane? Made this morning by my wife, Bonnie Sanders, of Bonnie's Brownies. Bonnie's Brownies, fresh every day at Bernie's Deli. That's our guarantee. Now, who wants to talk policy? Huh? So he's one sentence in.
Yeah.
Literally one sentence in. Look how frighteningly easy it is for these women to just get up on stage.
Thank you, Seattle, for being one of the most progressive cities in the United States of America.
It's all about here now.
They're already on stage.
Yeah.
He didn't get his first sentence out. These two women have gotten on stage, and they haven't actually gotten to the mic yet, but they've already gotten on stage.
We want an opportunity to adjust. We want an opportunity.
Damn.
So they bump rush the podium, and he's like, did you take a number? You got to take a number
over
before you
get
serve.
A number.
Everybody
now,
takes a
number. Number 15 is being served. 15. You need to take a number. That's the only role at the Bernie Sanders Deli.
That's the first Wawa guy. He earned the first Wawa.
And so now they immediately, and no one else on stage is moving. This is, they must hate him because no one is coming. Like if you go to I saw Brian Regan at the Hippodrome in Baltimore 6 months ago, maybe.
Yeah.
And we were front row. Okay. Yeah. I could have easily hopped up on stage, easily, and then been tackled. Yeah. I couldn't take the mic from him and do 10 minutes. I couldn't even make that demand. And he's a comedian. This is Bernie Sanders. He's a senator.
Well, look at who's security? That woman back there?
That's the thing. That. There's a dude in a construction vest.
The guy in the construction vest who built the stage? He don't give a fuck.
He's just, and guys,
that,
we're
that
reaching
guy in the
limit.
Michael Jackson fedora.
That's how progressive Seattle is.
Well, then the fedora guy. Well, so Bernie's all by himself. He's on Bernie Island right now. And these two women have now started yelling to the mic from in front of the podium. So he's still on the mic, but you can hear them now.
Well, ask him.
Get him in check and we're shutting this event down. Now, if you do not listen to her, your event will be shut down right now.
Look at her grabbing air.
So she's doing the grabbing air. She's
grabbing air.
She's doing a lot of the moves that a guy like him might not know how to combat.
Basically, cookies on stage. Right. Yeah.
Right. This is like a Real Housewives.
Shut it down, Lucius.
They're going to stop letting black people get close to the stage at Prince. That's what's going to happen.
Well, any show you go to, any place
like
where
said,
there's
you couldn't get that close to Prince?
1,000 or 2,000 people. There's security up front. You go to the 9:30 club. There's 500 people in there. You can't get on stage.
Nope.
Your decision.
We about to shut it down.
So now Bernie has walked away from the mic.
Who started the John Legend?
Someone has tapped into the sound system.
Now they started the Selma. You know Bernie was at Selma one day.
It's like she threw over to Kid Capri in the back.
Bernie was marching.
So at this point, Bernie has basically after
he's backed off.
After she grabbed the air twice and pointed, he was like, "I'm out. I can't do this."
Shut your shit.
So he drifts away from the podium, and now she steps up, and someone pushes play.
Right now, your decision. Make a decision now.
One day.
What the fuck? When the glory comes,
it will be ours. That was the music they were going to close with.
Yeah.
That was the music they were going to close with.
Because now they're like, is the show over? Yeah. Is the show over? We're closed. We'll be open again tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
Oh, I thought he was a cop. He's just a guy with some khakis on and a black shirt.
Bernie's Deli is closed for business.
Bert Sugar standing up there.
Please visit our website for all our hours or all our locations. The guy in the fedora is trying to talk on the mic, but the music's playing. So now Bernie's in the background. Now they're yelling at each other. The fedora guy and the Black Lives Matter activists.
There's a girl doing sign language?
We won't.
They stopped the music.
She was saying cut the music.
Cut the music.
She was saying, especially this song. Cut the music. So now fedora guy is about to start negotiating about when they can take the mic, because they want to take the mic and get their message out.
We are going to let you on the mic.
We are going to let you on the mic. And Bernie's just in the back.
All right. So we are trying to be reasonable.
I mean, really.
Of course.
If Where's the security guy?
There's not one.
You can't negotiate. And like I'm talking about from his perspective.
The dude in the flip hat.
You can't negotiate and say, we're going to give you some time after the headliner to do your set. No, you got to sign up like everybody else and get a spot. You can't. And now he's negotiating with them, and they're just yelling, and they're still. And Bernie Sanders is in the back, like
just in the back at his event,
like beside
at his
himself.
Event. At his event, this is his. Right. This is his route.
I'm gonna go in the back and make some marinara. You handle it, Fedora guy. Let me know when it's my turn.
They all love my sandwiches.
Now she's got her hands
anybody
up.
Anybody want a meatball?
We're on the mic.
We are trying to be reasonable.
We are reasonable.
We are trying. We're going to give you.
Oh, he made a cardinal sin right there.
Yeah.
When a woman or anyone really is mad about something and you're like, hey, be reasonable. Calm down. This is going to incite them more. As soon as he said, we're trying to be reasonable, they started jumping up and down,
yeah, like
screaming
he said,
at
shut your black ass.
So now they're definitely not going to let him.
We're going to let you on the mic. We are going to give you the mic.
Let us speak.
Ooh, where did he come from?
After 7
where did he come from?
Now there's a dude on stage.
That big brother with the hoodie.
With the hoodie. That would be security.
Yeah, and he's telling him to let her speak.
Damn.
After Senator Sanders. After Senator Sanders. After Senator Sanders. After Senator Sanders.
Do not tell me what
they're not. You can't negotiate.
Sit down.
After Senator Sanders.
Okay. Who's she telling to sit down?
Let her speak.
All right.
They want the mic.
Yeah. All right. We're shutting it down. You are shutting it down. You are disrupting this event. You are disrupting this event. We will.
That's on his campaign. Let her
speak. No, you are shutting it down. We are shutting.
This dude looks like security.
Ooh, the white guy with the beard?
He's like 6'5".
Yeah. Yeah.
The all big right. white guy?
Yeah, he's big, and he is not
Santa
doing...
Santa Claus's little brother since his job now?
He's not doing shit.
He's like old Captain Lou Albano.
Oh, and the hoodie guy now is yelling at the crowd. He's got a giant
that
tiger.
That tiger.
A tiger
yeah,
on his
yeah,
front of his
that,
hoodie.
That's meaning something.
Yeah. Are you in a gang? Are you in a gang?
That's his college. Guarantee that's his college.
It's his college at LSU.
Guaranteed. Not even LSU.
We shut it down!
We will shut it down. You are shutting it down.
Turn the music back on.
You're right.
No.
That's to stipulate the saddest John Legend.
How long are
you going to
go?
Hold it. Excuse me.
Don't catch it on
the air. That's your attitude that I have nothing to say.
We will give you. How long do you want?
Let us speak.
Let us speak.
No.
Stop asking questions and let her speak now.
No, we will give you a couple of minutes.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
We're going to let him.
Now, okay, so the compromise, they won everything they wanted in their negotiation.
Yeah, they did.
They wanted the mic right now, and then Bernie walked away. And this guy comes in, he's like, well, you'll get the mic after, which means Bernie's going to finish and the crowd's going to leave. You know what they're doing. They're like, no, we want the mic right now. And he's like, no. And they said, yes. And he goes, okay. So they won all their demands,
and
he just walked away.
Just be loud.
Bernie hopped in a car and went to his next event.
Where's Sir Mix-a-Lot?
He hopped in his food truck.
Wait, I need you to move.
I'm not going
to
see
you.
Okay, go ahead.
Bernie is out.
That's fine.
No one is doing shit.
Let me ask them to let you speak. Will you
go ahead.
Do that?
Yeah.
That's the whole video.
Okay.
Wow.
What the fuck?
So Rod got blamed for this on Twitter a lot.
I mean, political stuff aside, from the point of view of someone who goes on stage and does things on stage, if someone gets on your stage, you have to get them the fuck off.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, regardless of the situation. I mean, I know maybe he'll look bad. It'll be in the papers tomorrow. It'll be on Bernie Sanders security throws two women off stage who were there for Black Lives Matter. I guess you can't. The optics look bad.
Mm-hmm.
But he's, I mean, where's this? How'd they even get up on stage? That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
His security hates his guts.
But like I said, this is the second time.
Well,
there better be security the next one.
Yeah.
If there's no security the next one, then his security people hate him.
Yeah, they want him dead.
They can't stand
fucking around.
I gave you bad coleslaw once. You're never going to forgive me.
I had the shits for 2 weeks, Bernie.
Never going to forgive me.
They probably tell that same. They probably tell that joke on the hill themselves, like, this fucking deli sells.
No one's going to vote for this dude. He should come out.
He sounds like Dustin Hoffman in Death of a Salesman.
He should come out on all for all his speeches wearing a white apron and late night gloves. Can I help you guys?
Hey, I'm here for the common man.
Can I help you? Help
you? I do know that, speaking of somebody who's supports the Black Lives Matter movement, I'm of two minds of this. When you listen to them talk, on the one side I'm for disruption, but then on the other side I'm like, that particular thing didn't really accomplish anything. Can I get a cup of coffee, man? Of course you get on the show.
We're at the draft house.
You're on it.
Can I get a cup of coffee with cream and sugar?
You just made the show.
Yeah, with cream and sugar. Yeah, just a cup of coffee. It's not accomplishing anything. It does, but it doesn't. It does because it brings the eye to it. It puts pressure on Bernie.
It does, but I think
it puts a lot of pressure.
I think part of the reason the reaction wasn't like kick them the fuck off is because he's already feeling that pressure.
Yeah, so that's I like the pressure.
He doesn't
want
to be seen as even less, more callous to the Black Lives Matter movement by like having some dude yoke them up and take them out.
Yeah.
You know,
so it puts pressure on him. But then on the other side, it makes Black Lives Matter look bad.
Yeah.
But if you know anything about the policing stats in Seattle, it's fucking bad for black people in Seattle. Yeah. And that's supposed to be this progressive town. And that, to me, is the thing that set these people off more than anything else. This is the most progressive. Well, no, it's not. Not if you're black. It's not. It's really not. And I've said it before.
It's very segregated. So
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. There is nothing, no one who knows less about racism than a progressive liberal-ass white person who knows less
racism. Because they're thinking from their perspective, and they're thinking about their own guilt or innocence.
Well, racism
well, they think
doesn't
it's
exist.
It's like this. They're
as
like,
opposed to actual movement.
They're like, I mean well, so it is well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. 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 It's about the intent behind
and that's
it.
That's kind of where
and
I am.
We're talking about actual movement.
That's kind of where I am with Bernie. Like, well, he marched Martin Luther King. I'm like, so he did the right thing? That's all you're really saying is that he did the right thing.
Right.
He did the thing that sane-minded people should have been doing back then.
Martin loved my garlic knots. He really loved my garlic knots.
I was on the right side of history there.
Me and my garlic knots were on the right. He loved my antipasta. Love my antipasta.
He said, hey, Bernie, can you fix me a plate? I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know the slang at the time. That's what got me into the movement.
So when you start saying shit like I've done this
and
for you people, and he always says that the one thing that's a little bit wrong, you know, I've done a lot for you people.
But he's 75.
What people?
I mean, he's not, he's still our grandparents.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's our grandparents. Yeah. So we're like, okay.
Yeah. My mother turned 75 at the end of the month.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised.
You know? And I'm like, come on, Bernie. Come on, baby.
like you still, not yet. You ain't got it yet.
Come on, baby. What are you?
That's why you can't get my vote, because it's not at the forefront of your thought process.
Thank you so much, man. And then the
coffee is a ride. That was fast service.
That was fast service. It's because I'm Randolph Terrence, baby.
Hollow ground.
Randolph Terrence. I'm Randolph Terrence, baby.
Respect that pimping.
Yeah, respect my pimping. My wife beat her pimping.
That's what we say. We can't respect Bernie's pimping on his
politics. Thank you so much, man. Thank you, man.
We can't respect Bernie's pimping on politics right now.
He's a... You know, they keep saying, well, he's the only hope that black people have. I'm like, how do you say that with such conviction? And why should I believe that? Where does that conviction come from?
And if I still got to look at the politician, our generation, but we still got to look at the politician as a savior, we don't need LBJ.
Yeah.
I mean, that was it. That was the guy. Hey, okay, you want to vote? What else? That's it? Here you go. Yeah. Done.
So where does that level of conviction come from about Bernie? Because you like Bernie? Because his supporters.
They love him.
If you want some fun, you just read Rod's Twitter feed. Because he goes back and forth with these motherfuckers. And Rod is just, he keeps saying, like, we just want people to talk about it. We just want people to address it. You know, we're dying in the streets.
Yep.
Daily.
Daily.
Daily. We die in the streets daily. So, unless you're willing to address that, you don't
daily.
Get my vote.
Yeah.
You don't get my vote. And he's not willing to address that. He keeps trying to put it off to economics. It ain't economics, dude.
Yeah, you got to talk about the Justice Department doing something.
Yeah, it's not economics.
You have to hold these police forces, these police departments accountable. And that is the Justice Department's job.
Yeah, it's not economics.
Yeah, yeah.
Economics is one avenue of it, but that ain't it.
And you actually, I mean, and
didn't he hire just recently a Black Lives Matter protest, not protester, but activist
today
to manage his
outreach?
Yeah,
to the, which is a big step. Now, I saw Elizabeth Warren; she fucking freely talked about it early on, before anybody even mentioned anything to her.
Is
about
she
it.
Running
she
though?
About, no.
See, when you're not running, people who aren't running are more free when they talk.
Well, I wonder if. She's if you're a Democrat and you talk about Black Lives Matter on paper, that shouldn't affect you running at all.
No,
it shouldn't stop you at all. Right. So there's literally no reason to not talk about it.
Right.
As you're trying to get the Democratic nomination, you should be anything, gays,
right.
Latinos,
right.
Black. You should be doing
right.
everything,
right.
anything and everything. You should right. be trying to include everybody because that's what Democrats are supposed to be about.
Right.
Right.
So
the big tent.
If we're black,
right.
if
right.
we're if you're black and you're like, well, black people dying in the street, and you're and I say Black Lives Matter, and you say no, all lives matter. I'm like, oh, this, this motherfucker. So I don't have any reason to think that she wouldn't do that. That's what I've never understood about a guy like Bernie. It doesn't harm you
yeah.
to actively court the black vote. There's no harm.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you do as a Republican, you're out.
Yeah. If you are a Democrat, you don't have to actively court it because it's there.
That's probably what it is.
Well, no, it's yeah. assumption. That's the problem.
That's the
problem
assumption of it.
The assumption is that that's. I've said that a while ago. Like they automatically, this is Democrats in general, automatically assume that they have the black vote. It's,
we're
just,
better
it's just
than
going
them.
To happen.
We're,
exactly.
We're the better option.
Look at the alternative.
Right.
So then it's like, wait a minute. Now you shouldn't collectively, which is, you know, and this is something that the Congressional Black Caucus needs to start working on and go, well, wait a minute now. As a Congressional Black Caucus, they need to have Democrats and Republican members so that they go, the vote?
The two black Republicans in,
well,
in the Congress?
Yeah, that's true. That's,
the two?
That's true.
The two?
That's true.
Who can't go be seen with them because then they won't get elected
that's
again.
True. That's true. You, can't hang,
the
out, you
ones,
can't hang out with them.
Yeah, they're the ones. Tim Scott can't hang
that's
around with anybody that's with Elijah
you're right,
Cummings.
Like, who was that? J.C. Watts was one of them. And then he got bounced out when he started hanging out and talking to NAACP.
Yeah.
And started really saying, well, this is true.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, really,
Colin
J.C.?
Colin Powell.
See, yep. Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
no bullshit.
We need to end affirmative action. And Colin Powell was like, no, we don't.
No, we don't.
No, we don't. You know, affirmative action helped me get to where I'm at
it's
today.
Like, it's very necessary.
Oh, we can't have him speaking anymore.
They sure did. They shut the shit
you
know, out of
so if you're Mia Love,
yeah.
she would never speak yeah. join that. She can't
because yeah.
she loses her spot.
Yeah.
And a lot of that for black yeah. people is it's easier to attain positions of stature if you're a black Republican.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
don't show any favor towards black people in yeah. any way, shape, or form.
Oh, no.
Your spot will be taken. From you.
Well, you just talk about pulling up pants and that kind of thing.
Yeah, all the empowerment stuff.
Respectability
yeah.
politics.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Bootstraps.
Yeah.
Respectability.
I did it. You
it's
can
the
do
family.
It.
It's the yeah. family that's
yeah.
the problem.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
They never do talk about how the family got destroyed in the first goddamn place.
Right.
That's old ass joke.
You know
what do you call a brother in a suit? Old ass joke. What do you call a brother in a suit? Nigga.
Yeah, basically. The defendant.
Nigga. You know, so.
All suits are welcome at Birmingham. suits
no
matter.
Bullshit. No bullshit.
Also, I can tailor your suit in the back. I have
yeah.
many, many talents at Bernie's Deli.
And that's probably Bernie's problem right now. He's like, yo, wait a minute. These people, we got their vote, right? Like,
yeah,
no.
He don't know what to do.
You got a whole new generation that is voting. You know, our nieces and nephews and children.
Hey, Frank Gifford died.
I just saw that.
Did
I
he?
Just saw that, yeah.
yeah.
He was sick, though, wasn't he?
He was 84 old.
Years old, natural causes. 84 years old. He cheated on her for like 20 years.
Yeah,
with like another woman.
Yeah,
for like 20 years.
Now you know, Kathy
was
talking about that all week long on Today's Show. That's going to be her topic.
They stayed together. Who put the hit on him? Put
Frank
him on
Gifford?
The
I don't
yeah.
know.
That's like a famous
yeah,
picture. He laid
right.
back and the dude was just standing over him. And that was like,
oh,
that put him
yeah.
out of the league. Put the hit on him.
Oh, yeah.
Just
yeah,
Frank Gifford hit on
him. Yeah, because that's how he wound up on Monday Night Football after that.
Yeah.
That's right. He got knocked out.
He got knocked the fuck out.
Yeah,
Chuck,
out of the
Chuck
league.
Chuck Bednarik.
Yeah, Bednarik. Yeah. Do they have the picture?
I just Googled.
Where he's laying on his back,
sure,
and he's just standing over him. 12 season with the Giants, 8 Pro Bowl appearances, MVP in 56.
Yeah, they got the picture.
Yeah.
That's a famous picture. That's
yeah.
A,
yeah. Yeah.
He's laid out.
Yep. Yeah, yep. laid yep. out. And that was the end of his career. That was the end of his career. That knocked his ass right into the booth.
Yep.
And the booth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was when it was making no money. It was selling cars in the off season. Yeah.
Summer jobs.
Selling cars in the off season.
Stocking groceries, wrestling. Remember how many of them were wrestlers? Yeah. Like, yeah, I could go see. What, he's wrestling?
Yeah, he's going to take on Gorgeous George. Friday night in the garden. Bernie will be there. I'll be there when I come over from the deli.
Who needs a job?
Closing the deli early.
Who needs a summer job? Now serving breakfast, Bernie's Deli.
As a matter of fact, wrestling is brought to you by Bernie's
Deli.
I just got a crepe machine. What was I thinking? I can't make a crepe. Who wants French toast? Bernie's Deli with Frank Gifford in the kitchen working.
We got the new
summer.
Bagels. We got new bagels.
The best bagels in Vermont.
One thing I do
everything
like about this
bagel,
is...
bagel, except for the black stuff.
Except for the black stuff.
My man, this cat on Facebook said, Alex, Tijon, Alex Paramore said, man, Andy could pass as a light-skinned black dude.
I don't know
sure
if that's
he
true.
Ain't passing.
No,
I told
that's
you,
true,
I think that's true,
man.
Andy,
but that's
everybody
true.
Black
that's when you show some of your older pictures. I'm like, if you don't look like one of the dudes that color me bad.
I got to go through. I'm gonna start looking for some throwbacks. See, I rarely appear in photographs.
It's one where you're sitting there talking, and you're on the couch, and you're talking to Rob Mayer. You
yeah.
Put it up there.
I look like Martin Amini in that.
Who could? Martin doesn't have the hair for it.
Well, y'all were talking yesterday. I was like, yeah, they're both Persian.
That's only Martin's thing. Is Martin doesn't really have the hair for it, but to because Martin has that straighter Persian-y hair.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the Bolivian in him.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Because, I mean, he looks like a...
Yeah, he's darker
that
than
that hairstyle is one of the dudes from one of the sharks from...
Yeah, yeah. Or he looks like... He looks like one of the dudes... What was that? What was that Puerto Rican singing group?
Menudo.
Not Menudo. The other one, the Puerto Rican one. Barrio Boys.
Oh, the Barrio
like
Boys.
He look like one of the Barrio Boys. He look like one of the Barrio Boys.
Texas, weren't they?
Yeah, no, they're from New York. But they were in Texas a lot.
They sung the R&B.
Yeah.
And they were on, shit. They were on New York Undercover one time.
Yes.
Yeah, they were singing. They sang
in the club.
Singing in the club. They sang a bomb-ass song, too.
They were in this movie with the girl with John Cena. And the girl from New York Undercover, the real pretty girl from New York Undercover.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, her husband and wife. I know.
And she got a job as a PR person for Sand Group, and she was helping them with their image, a stylist for them.
I know that movie. Yeah, they were the group in it. Yeah, because they were on, like, it's a lot of balcony scenes and whatnot.
Yeah.
On the fire escape.
Yeah, she had a thing where she was talking to him at dinner. And dude never smiled. She was like, you never smile. And his voice was like, yeah, he never smiled. It's because he had bad teeth. He was like, I need to get braces, but I don't want it. It's just like, you get the inside braces. People can't even see them. Yeah. They hired her on the spot. That's a good movie. I can't even name it a movie. That's a good movie.
Yeah, John Cena was.
I think this is good for John Cena. He plays everything from Italian to Puerto Rican.
Yep, yep. Dino Ortolani.
Ortolani.
We're an hour 36 in here.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Well, wrapping up this discussion, I think this is good for. I think it's good for Black Lives. I think it's good and bad. If you are inclined to not like Black Lives Matter, this is going to validate why. Mm-hmm. If you're like me, listen.
They're disrespectful.
The only thing that brings the eye to things is disrespect. So is people standing up and shouting. That's the only thing that brings the eye. Also puts the heat on Bernie Sanders. Yeah. By the way, what do we think as far as the 1 year anniversary of Mike Brown, which we didn't address, but we may as well address it and then we'll wrap up.
Well, just real quick, I guess. It, like we were talking about with Elton last week, it has changed the way people perceive a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know, all these deaths are being publicized now. I mean, hopefully few of them are happening. There's really no way to tell. Mm. But at least the conversation's out there about cameras and dash cams and body cameras, and a couple cops have been charged. I mean, it's still this progress is too slow for the people who've been killed.
Yeah.
But there is, I guess, tangible progress.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I feel, you know. We talked about it because we talked about that fucking guy's interview he did.
Yeah.
The cop.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who is racist, by the way. Yeah.
Darren Wilson.
But, you know, I mean, at least in that town, things are changing finally in Ferguson, and people are waking up to the fact that black people are used. Poor communities are used as basically a bank, you know, you used as a source of revenue for a town.
That's happening a lot of places.
A lot of places. That's why that guy, if he did go to run from the campus fucking police,
right.
is because he knows if he goes to jail, he's going to get hit with another series of fines. Yep. You get sucked into these series of fines, and it's a never-ending thing. And it's a never-ending system designed to be a never-ending system. It's designed to, once they get you in and get you on the hamster wheel, to never let you get back off. Yep. The system is built to do that.
Yep, perpetual.
And they build it into their revenue stream.
Yes, and now at least we're addressing that. Yep. And I don't know if it's going to change, but that's why you need two black girls like this going, give me the mic! Right. Give me the mic!
Give
that's
me
why
the
you
damn
need,
mic.
That's why you need it.
We're closed indefinitely.
She'd have been body slammed at the Oscars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Like, she wouldn't even make it. When's the last time you saw someone succeed like that?
People don't even streak like that in games no more.
She wouldn't even made it up the aisle. She would have been over for her ass. Straight over. You know?
I think it's time. It's time to put the heat on these politicians because they're the ones who create policy. They're the ones who create policy, and in creation of policy, they're also the ones who are allowing the people who enforce policy to run rampant.
And they say, well, she wouldn't have done this at the Republicans saying, well, first of all, you're not going to change Republicans' minds, so there's no reason to do it.
Right.
Secondly, they will shoot
they
you,
will shoot
at,
you
the Republican, at the Republican one.
Right.
And I'm not trying to get the Republicans to change how they view things. Mm-hmm. They're too far gone. I don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering why your liberal ass white folks don't want to come along. That's who I'm having a problem with.
The so-called liberals.
You're the problem.
Yep.
The racist ass ass person is never the problem. It's the person who tolerates the racist. They're the problem.
Yep. Remember the I just pulled up the video. 7 years ago, John Kerry town hall. Remember when people were doing town halls for a while?
Yeah.
And it'd just be like, oh, there's just a bunch of idiots coming up yelling at us.
Some don't starts, tase me, bro.
Some guy starts yelling at John Kerry.
Yeah, that's right.
Some white guy.
Don't tase me, bro.
And he starts yelling at him.
We impeach Bush, all right?
He's on the mic.
So, were you a member of Skull and Bones College and Bush? Were you in the same secret society?
Yes.
John Kerry?
Yes.
No, John Kerry, didn't he left school?
No.
In Yale, they were all part of Skull and Bones.
Yeah.
I thought he left when he joined the military.
No, he finished school.
No, he finished.
He finished and then he joined.
Yeah,
let me tell you something.
Yeah,
if you're a member of Skull and Bones and you join to go to Vietnam, that joining to go to Vietnam X's out Skull and Bones.
Because Skull and
being
Bones.
In Skull and Bones means you didn't have to go to
means
Vietnam.
You didn't, exactly. And that was the bigger deal.
But he's
Kerry
a kid. He doesn't
go.
Seem. He doesn't know
Skull
that.
Skull and Bones is just a fucking party. Right. It is just parties. But look there's two cops behind this guy. This is just a contrast.
Right.
He's not near the stage even.
He's
in the audience on a microphone.
Right. And they got rid of him.
And he's disrupting. Well, look at the cops standing right behind him. Hold on. There we go.
You got it?
I got to get back up. Here we go. Look at the cops right behind this kid. Just waiting for their moment.
We impeach Bush, all
right? Right there.
So, were you a member of Skull and Bones?
Oh, they got real police.
Were you in the same secret society?
Get him.
Well, Kerry said, let me answer this question. So who gave him the high sign to yoke them out?
He said, let me answer the question. He did.
He wasn't even near the stage.
Gonna lay down like a scared dog. Don't tase me, bro! Once the woman and the black cop are involved, it's over for you, Jack.
He's yelling help.
Just hoping the crowd will rise up.
What have I done? Get away from me, man. Get away from me. Get off of me. What did I do? What did I do? Help!
You didn't do anything.
Question a member of Skull and Bones. Question Skull and Bones.
Get off of me. I didn't do anything. Help me. Help. They're arresting me.
College lives matter.
Kerry's still talking.
Yeah. Well, I think he was answering his question, though. He did answer his question.
And, unfortunately, he's not available to come up here and swear me in as president.
I'm of two minds of this, too. I'm of two minds on this, so I'm like, answer his questions.
What did I do? Get
What time is this place open?
I don't know what the Sunday hour is.
Open on Sundays. Let's get out of here.
Don't tase me, bro.
There it is.
Don't
you can end it right there.
Me, bro.
That's what I was waiting on.
Don't tase me. They got a title. That's the title. Don't tase me, bro.
See, John Kerry had security, is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yes.
Did he?
Bernie Sanders had some dudes he didn't want anything to do with that.
Bernie Sanders had a girl, a big girl with her arms folded.
What you said now, so Barry Sanders is like that quarterback who keep talking shit and his offensive line let him get hit.
Well, here's
he's like Jamie Foxx and then Sunday.
Bernie Sanders security is a song. One day we go in this.
DJ, play some music.
That's his security. They like to dance. Maybe they'll start dancing one day.
Hey, Black Lives Matter, right?
start dancing.
Look.
I was at Selma one day.
That's funny, like the line to do that right there.
Yeah.
I was born in Brooklyn. Ow!
That was basically the equivalent of why don't you put some brothers up on the wall?
Well, yeah.
That was that moment.
That's exactly what happened.
And instead of him like going, "This is my pizzeria," he's like, "I'm out of here. We'll think about it. Thank you."
They can have my pizzeria. They love my pizza.
Extra cheese.
Sal, come on, man.
$2.
Come on, man. Come on, Sal. Come on, man. I always said that was the one thing he should do. Spike Lee should open up Sal's Pizzeria.
Sal's Pizzeria?
He should open it up and put all, like, with the same
put
pictures.
One in there, put the pictures
and
up.
And then put his own picture on the wall.
He would have made money. Yeah.
That would have been hilarious.
He would have made money. Listen, people.
Can I get a large Radio Raheem?
Yeah, exactly.
and a small bug out?
That comes with extra mozzarella.
Yeah. Can I have a small bug out, please?
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Bugging out is nuts. Come on back on Thursday, people. We'll be here for you guys. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Mr. Haywood Turnip C. Juna was sitting in with us. Give him your stuff, baby.
Hey, man, you can follow me on Twitter at Woody C, WOODYSEED. Find me on Facebook, Haywood Turnip C. Jr. Friend me on Facebook under the same name. Find me, like my comic status. Or you can actually follow me on Reverb Nation, where it has videos, pictures, and funny things that I've done and do. August 15th, what is that? Saturday coming up, I'll be in Baltimore at the Hamden Mansion, hanging out with Leland Scott and Donnie Singh Stack and a couple guys doing some comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're back on the 18th at Solace, first and third Tuesdays.
There you go.
I'll be at the Green Room of the Arlington Cinema Draft House on this Thursday, August 13th, headlining the show for Cool Cow Comedy, coolcowcomedy.com. It's 8 o'clock, $5.
You come see that if you can't come see me on the 13th at the DC Improv. Myself, I'm featuring for Joey Diaz, and then Friday and Saturday I will also be there. So here's what you do. You go see Andy on Thursday. You come see me on Friday or Saturday.
Yep.
That's how you do that. And, you watch Andy headline, and you see me do 2025 in front of Mr. Joey Diaz.
That's going to be hilarious. I'm coming
some new stuff. I've got some new stuff. I've been working all week trying to get some new stuff together. So come see, because I'm trying to bring these fastballs. Come on back on Thursday. We'll be here for you guys. Be sure to send us emails. Do we have any emails for Thursday?
We have 3 emails.
Great. We got some emails for Thursday. So good. Yeah. So come on back on Thursday. Look out for the Periscope. I'll try to let y'all know when it pops up. So follow. If you have the app, download the app. Follow us. Follow myself. Real Talk for You. And follow the 3 guys on. I don't know how it works. Figure it out, baby. That's all.
Just find us.
Myself, Real Talk for You on Periscope, as well as the 3 guys on Periscope. And thanks again. We'll be here for you guys on Thursday. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
Sock puppet number 1, Haywood Turnip C. Jr.
One day, we'll be back for you.